Hey everybody, the timeline has been released in the ATF's raid and subsequent shooting death of Brian Malinowski, who was the airport executive in Little Rock, Arkansas. Done a couple videos detailing everything that's going on because what happened didn't need to happen. An American was raided for doing something that's legal, just the ATF didn't like it, so they showed up at 6:02 and he's no longer with us. But there was a state prosecutor who was assigned to this case to see if charges would be brought against the ATF officer involved in the shooting, and we now have that report. It was released yesterday. I'm going to show it to you here on the screen, and I want your reactions. First, I want to thank Lear Capital for sponsoring the video. Lear Capital's been with me for a long time. We are aligned in our beliefs. They are looking to educate you rather than, to try to pressure you into buying gold and silver. If you want to learn more, head over to LearGG.com or give them a call at 1-800-260-5075. Again, it's 1-800-260-5075. Gold has gone through the $2,300 an ounce level. It is looking like it's going to go to $3,200 an ounce, according to the experts. And now's a good chance. Give them a call. Ask them the tough questions. They'll want to help you be educated about your potential purchase. So thanks to Lear Capital. Let's go right to this report here, because I'll come back and give you some of my opinions, and then something that has come out as part of the search warrant exemption to the Constitution. Check it out. Here is the report from Will Jones, who is the prosecuting attorney for the state of Arkansas in the 6th Judicial District. And this is regarding the incident ASP 2024-0340, March 19th, 2024. This was sent to Special Agent in Charge Joshua Jackson of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in Metairie, Louisiana. It says, "Dear Special Agent Jackson, on April 23rd, 2024, the 6th Judicial District received the investigative review file from the Arkansas State Police regarding the officer-involved shooting incident that occurred at 4 Durance Court, Little Rock, Arkansas, on March 19, 2024. After a review of the documents, statements, and evidence provided, we find that the agent's use of deadly force was justified pursuant to Arkansas Code, annotated Section 52610. On March 6, 2024, agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the ATF, applied for and received a search warrant for Mr. Brian Malinowski's residence and vehicle located at 4 Durance Court in Little Rock. The search warrant, signed by a U.S. magistrate judge, authorized law enforcement to search the property between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. on a date on or before March 20, 2024. On March 19, 2024, the last day of the warrant, ATF agents and a task force officer executed the warrant with the assistance of the Little Rock Police Department. The following is a timeline of events as they were recorded by a Little Rock Police Department's mobile video recorder." So there was a camera there. 6:02 and 58 seconds a.m. The Little Rock patrol officer employed his vehicle's emergency lights and siren to announce the presence of law enforcement. 6:02:59, 1 second later, ATFs began a series of knocking and announcing ATF presence. 6:03:27, 28 seconds later, agents use a ram to breach the door. 6:03:43, 17 seconds later, Mr. Malinowski fires the first of four shots from his Colt Defender 45 caliber semi-automatic handgun. 1 second later, 6:03:44 a.m., ATF agent returns fire, discharging three shots from his agency-issued M4. As part of the investigation, ASP officers conducted a search of the residence and the surrounding area for physical evidence and interviewed witnesses who were present during the shooting. The following is a summary of the witness statements and evidence. After knocking and announcing their presence, agents breached the door using a battering ram. The agents were dressed in khaki pants, dark colored shirts with the ATF shield imprinted on the left side, the words ATF police imprinted on the right side, and bulletproof vests with ATF police across the front. The first agent, Agent 1, to enter the residence looked to his left and saw Mr. Malinowski at the end of the hallway pointing the handgun at him. The agent immediately dropped to the ground and rolled to avoid potential gunfire. The second agent to enter, Agent 2, saw Mr. Malinowski firing downwards at Agent 1. At this time, Agent 2 was struck in the foot. As Mr. Malinowski raised the gun towards Agent 2, Agent 2 fired, striking Mr. Malinowski. Immediately after the shooting, officers requested emergency personnel and began administering medical aid to Mr. Malinowski. A law enforcement officer is justified in using deadly force if the officer reasonably believes that the use of force is necessary to defend himself or a third person from the use of deadly force. A reasonable belief is one that an ordinary and prudent person would form under the circumstances. Prior to entering the residence, the officers identified themselves as police by initiating the lights and siren of a patrol vehicle that was parked in front of the residence and knocking and announcing their presence at the front door. The officers were dressed in attire that was marked with the words ATF and police. Upon entering the threshold of the residence, Agent 2 saw Agent 1 fall to the ground and heard a gunshot. Looking to the left of the entryway, Agent 2 saw Mr. Malinowski with a gun pointed towards Agent 1. As Mr. Malinowski was raising the weapon toward Agent 2, Agent 2 fired his weapon. Given the totality of the circumstances, Agent 2 had a reasonable belief that deadly force was necessary to defend himself and Agent 1. Therefore, the use of deadly force by Agent 2 was in accordance with Arkansas law and was justified. Will Jones, prosecuting attorney, 6th Judicial District, State of Arkansas. So, honestly, going into this is what I expected to come out of this investigation, because the prosecutor was only investigating if law enforcement kind of followed policy. And we knew that one agent was shot, and as long as that happens, they can justify shooting back. So I kind of knew that was happening. But I was also interested in how he didn't talk about ATF violating policy. But what everybody should be wondering is, like, we now all of a sudden we know that there was a recording device there? ATF violated their policy by not wearing their body-worn cams, but there was a camera there. Well, how come we don't have the tapes? Why isn't it released? Especially with an investigation out. And I'm going to read you what his attorney, the attorney of the Malinowski family, said, Attorney Cummins, because what he said is solid and he's not done pressing yet. Attorney Cummins is saying that 28 seconds is not a reasonable amount of time, not enough time reasonably, for Brian Malinowski to have woken up out of bed at 6 a.m. or whatever. We don't know if he was sleeping or whatever, but to come to the door and let them in, it's not enough time. Here is where I will say that, and I know this because it was part of my law exams for tests I've taken over the years. The Supreme Court has said that 15 seconds-ish is a reasonable amount of time for a knock and announce. But do I agree with that? That's a different story, because 15 seconds, how many people? If somebody knocks on my door right now, the first thing I'm gonna do is check my Ring camera to see who it is and then go answer the door. It's just what I do. That process takes more than 26 seconds. So if that's what I do on a normal day, wide awake, alert, you need more time when it's 6 a.m. and you think somebody might be breaking your door down, and you might think that it's a home invader, which most people should think it's 6 a.m. because for a multitude of reasons. So here's something else that Attorney Cummins said. He said, legally, law enforcement must give the person inside a reasonable amount of time to come to the door to admit them voluntarily before forcibly entering. A search warrant is not supposed to necessarily be a license for a home invasion, especially during an investigation of such a low-level violation with such little risk involved in the search. The Pulaski County prosecutor focused his decision on any law enforcement officer's right under state law to use deadly force in self-defense. The prosecutor had his duty to perform, and he did it as God showed him the light to see that duty. But this is far from over. So there you go. That's the timeline of the Brian Malinowski shooting by ATF. What do you all think about that? And again, this is something that ATF has a hair across their ass for, and that's people buying and selling guns. Now, some people immediately in the comments are going to say, well, he bought some of these guns and within 48 hours he flipped them. He was intending to sell them. Well, that's not for us to decide. That is what the judge and juries are for. And by assassinating him, there's no judge or jury that will decide that. But the 4473, a lot of people have, in the videos I've done on this subject, a lot of people have said that, you know, well, he filled out all these 4473s and said that he was the owner with no intent to sell. But those same people will also say that the 4473 is unconstitutional and illegal and a registry. So we can't really have it both ways. I think the 4470, I know the 4473 is illegal. It was not around during the time of the founding or 1791 when the Second Amendment was adopted and ratified and passed. It is a violation of the Second Amendment, as is ATF's registry that they say they don't have, but we know that they have thanks to Gun Owners of America. So there's a lot of things here at play. ATF's new rule on engaging the business is also unconstitutional. And if you didn't see my video yesterday about the Supreme Court deciding 6-3 that the bump stock ban was a violation of ATF's authority, what makes you think that this rule that we're talking about now, engaged in the business, isn't an overreach of ATF's authority and unconstitutional? It is. We all know it is. Shouldn't take 6 years for the Supreme Court to get a case and say, yeah, you know what, yeah, ATF's wrong. Disgusting. Tyranny is upon us, and tyranny only gets supported by those that are doing it. The tyrants are the ones that make the laws, but the real tyrants are the ones who help enforce those unconstitutional laws. Take that for what it's worth. Guys and gals, be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. You are your own first responder. Never, ever forget that. What do you think about the Brian Malinowski timeline? Sound off down below. Love y'all. God bless. See you in the next one.